Morning, Ireland. It's 10 to 9 and we're moving on from Labubus to the presidential election. With me is Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University. I was referring to that headline in the Irish Independent earlier today following that intervention from Billy Kelleher. Apparently, Micheál Martin is bowing to the pressure. Fianna Fáil will run a candidate. Of course, the big question, who?
Well, I doubt himself, notwithstanding the call earlier by Peter Chapclear that he would be the outstanding Fianna Fáil candidate. Yeah, he probably would be the outstanding Fianna Fáil candidate, but he's the Taoiseach. He likes being Taoiseach. He thinks he can make a big difference there. He has, in my view, a decent chance of being Taoiseach even after the next general election, where he'll be probably 68. And, I mean, he looks 55 rather than 65. So I think his view is that he's in Irish politics for the next half decade at least. I think it's one thing being president when you're ready to wrap up in national politics at an electoral level, but I don't see that yet for Micheál Martin. No, that begs the question, who? So people mentioned Éamon O'Caoimh, Mary Hanafin, Bertie Ahern. I mean, these are Fianna Fáil past, in my view, and what Fianna Fáil needs to offer is Fianna Fáil future, whether that's someone like Cynthia Ní Bhfiracú or Billy Kelleher himself, who, of course, outpolled Cynthia Ní Bhfiracú quite significantly in the Ireland South European election last June. 12 months remains to be seen. I was intrigued that Billy Kelleher and Barry Andrews both came out demanding basically that Fianna Fáil show its hand.
They wouldn't even be though seen, Barry Andrews has ruled himself out when there was speculation
indeed,
about his name.
But they wouldn't really be seen as sort of contrarians within the party. In many ways they'd be seen, I think, as Micheál Martin loyalists. So I thought that was interesting in and of itself. But as we know, over the last, how long is Micheál Martin leader of Fianna Fáil now? Since 2011, I mean, the big decisions come from the top. And I presume that will be the case. I don't think there'll be a contest. I think a name will go forward to whatever meeting Fianna Fáil will have when it shows its hand. And I think the leader will get his way on who he wants to run.
And as we saw with Micheál Martin, for instance, on the Repeal the Eighth vote, he's quite capable of keeping his own counsel, even from his own party, and surprising us at the last minute. So, you know, we're coming up to the end of August. The general expectation is the candidate has to be in the field by early September. So what do you think is going through Micheál Martin's mind as he's mulling those potential names you've mentioned there and maybe some we don't know about yet?
Yeah, and in Andrew's piece earlier, he mentioned Deirdre Heenan, the Northern academic and a well-known political and public commentator. I think he's thinking, who can he get that will win the presidential election? And Fianna Fáil, of course, haven't had a candidate in the field since Mary McAleese, who won for the party, came from left field when I think many within Fianna Fáil thought that Albert Reynolds would be the nominee way back in 1997. And he certainly wanted it, Albert, as we know. And people talk about, oh, you know, Mary McAleese wasn't in the field until mid-September. But that was when Fianna Fáil were getting 42, 43% of the vote in general elections. Now they're at 20%, as we know. But there's no point in my view in being in politics if you're not going to run a candidate in an election when you're in government. I think it's different from 2011. But so Micheál Martin, I think, is thinking, who can he put on the ballot that has the best chance of winning? That's himself. But I think that would be a sort of a step too far.
All right. Now, we know from Fine Gael's point of view, they see possibly Heather Humphreys, who seems to be the front runner now, after Mairead McGuinness unfortunately had to pull out due to ill health. Again, she's seen as, what was she called, the girl next door kind of quality that she'd bring to the campaign. But the question seems to be whether Simon Harris would be a drag on her performance in any campaign, because Fine Gael, of course, have not yet won the Áras in a long time.
They've never won the Áras. Yeah, and Heather Humphreys was a sort of a mentor to Simon Harris in his early days in the Dáil in 2011 onwards, and they're close at cabinet by all accounts. Certainly, Fine Gael haven't had the boost that they thought they might have had this time or even earlier last year when Simon Harris became a leader. Good European and local elections for difficult general election, but obviously back in office with Fianna Fáil and the rural independent group. And it's been a tough time, I think, for Simon Harris as leader. I mean, I thought it was a little bit shoddy the way the contest, or maybe the contest hasn't worked out between Sean Kelly and Heather Humphreys. If the leadership wanted a contest, I don't think there's any doubt that John Kelly would get to 20 members of the parliamentary party he needs. But there was this sort of unseemly haste by many within the party, including in cabinet, to come out immediately for Heather Humphreys. And John Kelly is a proven vote getter in a large and a large constituency in Ireland South. And the thing about the presidential election is you need obviously wide recognition across the state, and he probably has that. Does Heather Humphreys have it? Perhaps, but I'm not so sure. But it almost seems inevitable now that Heather Humphreys will be the Fine Gael candidate and has a bit of time to plan her campaign.
The other big question, of course, Sinn Féin. They tell us they've been consulting their membership and looking at all the options. They're taking quite a while about it, and we still don't have a name.
No, and again, it's a bit like Fianna Fáil, in my view. I mean, what is the point of being in Sinn Féin if you're not going to run a candidate in an election that only comes around every 7 years, and the winner becomes the first citizen of the state? I mean, if Sinn Féin were to win, that would be an enormous, I think, symbolic, if nothing else.
And what do you make of all this stuff about Mary Lou? Will she run? Won't she?
Well, I mean, if they think they were serious of actually wanting to win the presidential election, and let's face it, I don't think they were serious in 2018 when they ran Leanaí Riada up against, you know, an almost, well, an unbeatable Michael D. Higgins, they would run Mary Lou MacDonald. Now, whether she would want to sacrifice the chance of being Taoiseach for being president, and people say the president has no power, but you meet the Taoiseach pretty regularly, and what would be the first item on the agenda? Irish unity. That wouldn't be the first item on the agenda with a Catherine Connolly presidency. And I just don't see what's in it for Sinn Féin to support Catherine Connolly as a united left candidate.
And as an independent candidate, the chances of Catherine Connolly still getting support from Sinn Féin if they don't put their own candidate in the field, do you think?
Well, I mean, that's what Paul Murphy and People Before Profit want. They want this united left candidate with the Sinn Féin organisation behind them. But if Sinn Féin is serious about electoral politics on the island and in the state, and of course there are two different things, I think they almost have to run a candidate. I mean, if you were on the sort of cusp Sinn Féin voter who was thinking of voting for them in the next general election or European or local elections, and they didn't run a candidate in the presidential election, voting is sort of you get into a habit of it, and if Sinn Féin aren't in the field, one would beg the question, why not? If they're serious, Mary Lou MacDonald is the, and I think she would have a very significant chance because she is a household name for people who have no interest in politics will know who she is. Then people mentioned Rose Conway Walsh, Michelle O'Neill, John Finucane, all of those of course wouldn't have her name recognition and I think would struggle to win. But it's free publicity that you're giving up if you're supporting an independent candidate who has no record, as far as I can see, or very little on Irish unity, which is the whole raison d'etre of Sinn Féin.
Well, we'll have lots more to talk about in the weeks ahead. Hopefully we'll have a few more names to talk about by then. Professor Gary Murphy from DCU, thank you. 9 o'clock news after this.